Okay, for another catch-up with the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan, and this time, very lucky, going straight to the top to Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Chair, to find out really about the work that's been involved in the past 3 years or so. So I've very kindly got some time with Bob Needham, who is the Chair of Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan, so welcome.
Yes, hello Jason, and it's a very good opportunity for me as Chair of the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan to talk about its development over the years.
Yeah, you say over the years, and so I think maybe, Bob, you're a very good starting point, a good person to capture. So what were the origins of the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan?
Well, Jason, the origins really go back before the Neighbourhood Plan itself was started, and they go back to the Wivenhoe Plan in 2008, which was a terrific piece of work done by lots of people, which put out the ambitions for Wivenhoe in the future. But really, they were only ambitions. They were not, didn't have the force of legislation. The Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan is a different matter. Once it is passed, once it's approved by the public in a referendum across the town, then it will become part of planning legislation.
And so what might have been the problems if we had just stuck with the previous plan?
I think it might have been overridden by some developers. We've got experience of developers having making appeals and finding that they're overriding the will of the local people. The neighbourhood plan essentially is the plan developed by people, by the people of Wivenhoe. We were able to do that with the questionnaire, as you probably know, in December 2013. Pages and pages of questions, an awful lot of information which over the years has been able to build into the neighbourhood plan.
And it's good, Bob, that you mentioned about this being a plan for the people. So although primarily it is a Wivenhoe Town Council sponsored project, that's where it originates from. But as a town council of which you're involved, you have managed to bring in a lot of the expertise and the skills that local people have.
Yes, absolutely. The Wivenhoe Town Council have the overall responsibility, but all of the work has been conducted by the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group. And that's a collection of volunteers which does include councillors, but basically volunteers. And the volunteers have been a great collection of people from Wivenhoe. The amount of experience, the amount of knowledge that we're able to tap into has been absolutely wonderful.
And so what kind of skills did you need? So I know the town council itself obviously is made up of people with very diverse backgrounds, but what particular skill sets were you looking for?
Well, you see, when we finished with our questionnaire, we had to do lots of analysis. So we've got people with analytic skills. We had to produce the statistics and people that were able to produce tables, graphs, and put those results into a visual way in which people can understand them. So we've got people who could do that. We've got people who could write pages and pages of stuff, which not only includes the requirements that will be necessary for an inspector in planning terms to understand, but also so that it can be understood by what I'll effectively call the man in the street.
And it's very much a fact-driven process. So how important was that documentation for the questionnaire? You had to really find as much data as possible and then build around your arguments out of that data.
Absolutely. The whole neighbourhood plan is what's known as evidence-based. We cannot make a statement or prepare a policy without having the evidence. So, for example, if we are talking about the need for cycleways, that questionnaire produced a certain number of people in Wivenhoe, a percentage of people who said, we would like a cycleway. And using that information and even going deeper than that, where they would like the cycleways, that enables us to use that material to produce a policy which says in Wivenhoe, we would like cycleways in this direction and that direction, just as an example.
And so as chair of the neighbourhood plan, so your role really has been to coordinate these many, many different areas. How have you found that and how have you really approached that particular task?
Well, I think chairmanship is always a difficult task because when you're dealing with people with so many talents, then there is almost a question of keeping things under control. I don't mean it quite that way, but I'm sure you understand what I mean. But it really has been a wonderful experience to witness the way in which people have actually come together, even those people who've got varying different sorts of views. for the benefit of the plan, they've all come together and merged their ideas and thoughts to create this plan, which is now in its final draft form and is almost ready to go on to Colchester Borough Council for its next stage.
And that next stage, my understanding, Bob, is that the officers at the Borough Council scrutinise the plan and make sure that legally it's watertight, and then it gets put to the people. Is that right?
Almost right. Colchester Borough Council do scrutinise it. They have to make sure that we have met all the requirements required by legislation. But then they submit that to an external examiner. And the external examiner goes over the report once more and makes any recommendations. And then once those recommendations have been finalised or incorporated, then we could submit the final plan to a referendum in Wivenhoe.
Which needs 51% of the vote for it to be passed.
Yeah, that's right. The legislation is really quite straightforward. There's only one question that can be asked on the referendum. Do you agree with the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan? And your answer is either yes or no.
I think it's really important to also clarify and explain some of the controversy, which really shouldn't be controversial, about the difference between what the Neighbourhood Plan can achieve in Wivenhoe, in the boundary area, and also separately what the Borough Council is proposing for the Garden Village area.
Yes, that's right. I mean, what the Borough Council have done, they've issued their preferred options, which includes the garden settlement. But just let me concentrate on the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan. Within the Colchester Borough Plan, they were asking for settlements in Wivenhoe, Tiptree and Mersey to provide certain numbers of housing. We came to the figure of 250 houses, evidence-based once more. So we have 250 houses over the next 25 years in Wivenhoe. However, without a plan, Mersey's got to adopt another 350 and Tiptree another 500 houses. So that's an example of how the plan, although it's not actually finalised and complete, is so far advanced that the planning authority has taken notice of it.
So that's really a success straight away so far.
Yep.
And those 250 houses, I know as part of the work for your group, have been to think about who is actually going to live in these. And so it's not 250 commercial townhouses for maybe people to commute in and out of, but we're thinking about the existing community and how they can be accommodated.
Yeah, quite so. Once more, from the questionnaire, we found out that the type of housing that people were looking for, and generally speaking, we're looking for small one-bedroom properties, sometimes bungalows, and the need for elderly people as well. So all of those aspects of the housing needs have been included within the neighbourhood plan, and certain percentages have been created so that the large four-bedroom, five-bedroom family houses only represent about 10% of the housing stock that is planned over the next 25 years.
Okay, so maybe some conclusions. I think I might have been at the original Wivenhoe Town Council meeting where, as a town councillor, Bob, you raised the issue about we might need to update this neighbourhood plan thing. And at the time, it seemed a bit of a minor thing and it could be done perhaps before Christmas. Was that your understanding, or how did it grow to become this magnificent beast which hopefully will secure things in the future? How did it become such a long time process?
Yes, I must say, to a certain degree, the overall scope was slightly underestimated. The fact that we're now probably looking at a four-year project before we're actually through to the final end is daunting. But I think we've got to look at the benefits. And one of the other things that we need to think as a community here is that a town that doesn't have a neighbourhood plan will only get 15% of what's known as community infrastructure levy, whereas the town that has got a neighbourhood plan will get 25%. So there are all these benefits that the neighbourhood plan will bring to Wivenhoe.
Okay, wonderful. We're almost out of time. So that's been explained wonderfully by Bob Needham, who is the chair of the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan. So thank you for explaining that, and also thank you for your input over the past 3-4 years or so. I know it's been a very, very long slog. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And Jason, if there is time, I need to thank everybody in Wivenhoe who have already contributed towards the plan.
Wonderful.